Aircheckdownloads.com.
Good morning on FM, online and digital radio. This is Hearts. It is 8 o'clock. Here's the latest.
Good morning, I'm Dave Paramore. You're up to date on Hearts.
Heart Breakfast, waking you up.
Thursday morning, Heart Breakfast, Chris and Sue. I'll tell you how to annoy your friend very soon. I managed to do this quite well yesterday. Lawson and Robin Thicke.
Everybody get up.
Must wanna get nasty. Hey, hey,
hey. Robin Thicke, Blurred Lines. 6 minutes past eight, Thursday morning. Bit of sunshine around this morning. 18 degrees the high today. Robin, of course, Miley Cyrus with their twerking thing from the awards a couple of months ago. Yeah. Now in New York. They've done a world record twerking attempt.
Yeah, slightly disturbing when I saw when the lady that looked about 90 doing
She's twerking. But I don't understand who had the record before that. I can't imagine if there was a record before that. So actually two of them could have done it. And it would have been, we could have done it yesterday.
And we'd have held the world record.
For twerking, for a day.
Not for long though, because no, that cause lot were doing York it. Yeah.
Do you know, I don't know how to annoy your friend.
Oh,
this was unintentional.
I annoy my friends all the time.
My friend's daughter's just gone to uni, right? So she's spent a fortune on all these, you know, this is for you over here, and then, and this is going to be for later on. She did the
my
whole
sister's
thing.
Done that with my niece as well, and it has cost a fortune. It's like setting them up in a home.
Yeah.
So they're going to go and live in halls of residence, so there's this and there's that. Here's a new duvet cover.
Yeah.
Here's a new duvet. And it's a lot of money to set somebody up to go off to uni, especially if they're going to live somewhere else.
But her eyes lit up when she opened the present that me and Karen got her.
Right.
Not the thousands of pounds her mum had spent on her, but the £20 Nando's voucher I got her seemed to do the trick. So I would have just said, look, I wouldn't bother about all that. Just get her a £20 Nando's voucher. She was genuinely more impressed with that present than everything her mum had sorted out for her.
Just really excited.
Yeah. So I kind of think I've annoyed her now.
The friend, not the daughter.
Yeah. Exactly.
Okay, so, all right, so you've upset her.
She's ringing me now. Sorry, I know my phone's supposed to be off. I just put that over there.
So, are you thinking that your present is just, I mean, is it just because she's...
My present's practical, to be fair.
What, all the other stuff's boring?
Yeah, she'll do Freshers Week, and then she'll be, one night, she'll be like, I need a Nando's. Chris and Karen got me a Nando's card. It's practical.
Yeah, yeah. But kids tend to do this with a lot of things. I mean, the obvious one is everybody knows that a kid will open a present and then play with the box. That's
that's true.
But I just wonder how often it happens when you think, I've bought her something, and they've been like, oh, thank you, that's really nice. And then somebody else has stepped in with something. You think, well, that's not going to outdo the iPad mini. But it did.
Yeah, so does, yeah.
Yeah, it really did. And your Nando's vouchers are exactly that, aren't they?
Yeah, if you've got any examples of this, let us know on the text. 82122 with the word Essex at the front of your message. Yeah, just things like that. Maybe just a present you bought somebody and you think, I outdid the best present there. It's good. 82122, let us know. Lawson with Juliet plays on Heart. It's 8 minutes past eight. Morning.
People stop to turn and stare.
8:11 on Heart Breakfast for Thursday morning. This is Chris and Sue. There's Lawson and Juliet.
And all this week on Heart, you can win a brand new Apple iPhone 5S. Mm. The brand new one. It's the new must-have phone. Nick Snaith has had a few of these this week. Still a couple left that you can win by playing an Apple a day.
I want to count them at the end of the week, make sure he's given five away.
He's not got one himself.
Swanning around the building with a brand new iPhone.
So make sure you're listening from one today to find out more about an Apple a day.
Right, 12 minutes past eight on Heart Breakfast. Bank Vault coming up very soon. Wilson Phillips as well with a classic Hold On. Labyrinth and Emily Sandin. A slightly quieter day on the roads than yesterday. We'll give you a full update next on Heart.
Hard Breakfast.
Even if you're beautiful tonight. 8:20, Labyrinth and Emily Sandé with Beneath Your Beautiful. It's Heart Breakfast for Thursday. And I was talking about how I annoyed my friend whose daughter's just gone to uni, and she spent a lot of money on sort of presents and stuff to help her settle into a new halls of residence. And me and Karen got like a £20 Nando's voucher, and it seemed to have... I think it trumps the main present from her mum. Actually, it seems to be the big one. Karen's actually just texted to say, sorry, who bought the Nando's voucher?
Oh, okay. Karen did, clearly. Yeah. We wanted to know your experience of this. This one from Diane in Malden says, I bought my daughter Melissa a driving lessons and driving lesson in a new Mini, which was her favourite car.
Wow.
My sister Jo brought her some of those silly balls you immerse in water. Melissa was more like a big kid when she saw the balls. So it's clearly not how much you spend, says Diane in Malden. No. Laura sent us a text to say, I was more excited about a Robson and Jerome CD than I was a bike. Some years back, I take it, Laura. And Lisa from Rayleigh, slightly different, but kind of a similar kind of thing. You took your nephews out to London, didn't you?
Yeah, we took them out to London. They'd never been on a train before, and they went up to London on the Underground, and then I took them to the London Aquarium.
Wow.
Then we went on a boat trip up and down the Thames, then we went to a museum, and I said to my friend who was with me, what did he enjoy best about the day? And he went, McDonald's at lunchtime.
That's brilliant. Excellent. Thank you so much for that. And that is so true, isn't it? I liked a bit when we went to McDonald's.
Yeah. Milkshake was nice.
Yeah. Ollie Murs, Dear Darling, coming up. Carly Rae Jepsen as well on Heart.
I know there's pain. Can you hold on?
8:25, Wilson Phillips and Hold On from Bridesmaids.
Yes.
Is that
yes.
the one where they sing at the end? Like that.
It's a good film.
Talking about things you've bought for somebody and you've completely outdone the bigger present that they got. My example was Nando's vouchers against pretty much everything my friend had bought for her daughter to help her move to uni. We've had some great suggestions in. Sam in Basildon said, I took my son to Lapland last year. Asked him what his favourite family event of the year has been. He said Cadbury World.
And Leanne says, I was more excited about the cuddly Teletubby that I got for my 30th than the engagement ring he was hiding.
Oh, little added bonuses are ringing it. Brilliant.
An engagement ring.
8:26, hard breakfast, sunny today, 18 degrees, your high. Ollie Murs coming up, Carly Rae Jepsen, and the latest news and travel on the way. Morning.
Hard breakfast.
Underwritten by UK Insurance Limited.
Good morning on FM, online and digital radio. This is Hearts. It's 8:30. Here's the latest.
Good morning, I'm Dave Paramore. You're up to date on Hearts.
Heart Travel.
With Essex Aldi. Ready for the new 63 plate.
Well, it's not quiet anymore out there. M25 anti-clockwise between 28 the Brook Street roundabout and 24 for Potter's Bath. If you spot anything else, give me a call on 01245 52 45 55.
Heart Breakfast, waking you up.
Okay, coming up, we'll head down to the bank vault, trying to give away some of this money. We'll play your Daft Punk, Carly Rae Jepsen as well. But let's continue with Gary Barlow's new co-judge on X Factor. Here's Ollie Murs. Dear Darling, confirmed as Gary's co-host or co-judge on the X Factor, is confirmed on Ollie's Twitter this morning. Daft Punk coming up very soon, but first, let's head down to the bank vaults.
Heart Breakfast's £1,000 Bank Vault.
With Ramsden Mills Carpet Superstore. Everything you need for your floors and more.
Welcome to Heart's Breakfast £1,000 Bank Vault, where you can win up to £1,000. And who's in the vault today?
Hi, Sue. Hi, Chris. It's Cathy from Bentley.
Morning, Cathy. Now, you're in the vault, OK? You're in the bank vault and you've got to break out, and you've got to break out with money. Well, hopefully you will. Not many people have so far. Now, how do you do this? Well, you have to beat the time lock. You've got the 10 questions still to answer correctly in 60 seconds. Every correct answer that you give us will give you £10 for those. If you get all 10 right, of course, we'll give you £1,000. But if the vault door locks before you've answered all 10 questions, you go home with absolutely nothing. In fact, you get locked in the bank vault. That's it. We never see you again. Is that all right, Cathy?
It is.
Don't mind being locked in the bank vault.
No.
You don't have to do the cleaning then, do you?
Well, you might have better to clean the bank vault. No one else does. Are you ready, Cathy?
I am.
Your time starts now. Good luck. Whose new single is Bonfire Heart?
Katie Price.
In what year did Ollie Murs finish second on X Factor?
2009.
In which sport is associated with 180?
Dart.
What is the capital city of Poland?
Pass.
In the song 12 Days of Christmas, what are the six geese are doing?
Dancing.
What girl's name is used to describe a female donkey?
A Jenny.
Free Willy was a film about what?
A whale.
What is the national emblem of Canada?
A maple leaf.
In which sport would you use a chukka?
Hockey.
And which king was associated in the 1066 Battle of Hastings?
William
I. Well done, Kathy. You have managed to get through all 10 questions. You've escaped the bank vault and you've escaped with a really good amount of money, actually. Oh, no, you haven't. It's only 50 quid. I thought it was more than that. You sounded like you did
better.
It
sounded like you were really knowledgeable on them all. And I think you gave really convincing answers.
Yeah, maybe that's what it was. You gave convincing answers. I thought you'd done better. Actually, £50 is okay and you didn't get locked in the bank vault. Let's recap on the ones that you either got wrong or passed on. Bonfire Heart is the song by James Blunt. You passed on this one. The capital city of Poland is Warsaw. In the 12 days of Christmas, the six geese were not dancing. They were laying.
It's not Christmas yet. You're the only one that thinks it's Christmas.
And this one, in which sport would you use a chukka? That's polo. And the king that was associated with the Battle of Hastings was Harold. But well done. Five right out of there. You escaped the bank vault. If you would like to have a go at beating the bank vault to win £1,000, all you need to do is give us a call now on 01245 52 52 52. The full terms and conditions are at heart.co.uk.
Heart Breakfast's £1,000 Bank Vault.
Aircheckdownloads.com.